Welcome back to another daily walk. And my apologies, the cicadas are out. Of course, that's probably something most people are dealing with everywhere in the world. But you might hear them on the background. I'm not sure how much of that these mics are going to pick up. But today I did want to talk a little bit about, we talked a little bit about service. And I think last week we talked a little bit more about Christian conduct. But what I want to talk about today is retreating to spend time privately with God. And this is that balance we need to find. Now, there are instances in the New Testament where Jesus goes out and he is he works with the crowds a lot, and then he goes off all by himself to spend time alone with God. And that is a good balance that we need to find and strike in our own lives. We have to get out and do a lot of service. And in my own experience, I was a young Christian, and I started being offered all these opportunities to serve, whether it's Bible studies or teaching this class or that class, serving on a board member and things like that. And what I learned is that I was doing really good from the first couple years I was a Christian. I was doing really good at getting into the Word and learning the different types of theologies and the various arguments and things like that. And I did a lot of study, which made me a very good teacher. So then I started to become invited to teach a whole lot. And then I looked at it, and I think I still have these calendars around somewhere, at least in digital form, where it's like, Wednesday night I was doing something, Sunday morning, Friday night, and on top of this, I'm in grad school. And so what happened is I found myself so busy with ministry that I wasn't doing as much private study and time alone with God myself. And it misbalanced my life at that time. And that's the challenge. If you're focused so much on time alone with God, you're not doing the one thing we're supposed to do, which is make disciples in the world. But if all of your time is spent making disciples in the world, then you get to the point where you are starting to lose touch with who God is, and you're doing it in rote or pure knowledge and not as much in faith or in heart. And this is a lesson that fortunately I did learn later, because I was doing so many things, I eventually started cutting a few things out. So I still had my regular time alone privately with God. And then I would take some more extra time specifically alone. And I remember I was, I had just moved to a new city. I had finished grad school. I'm now a professor at one of the teaching appointments I had. And the church knew some of the background and some of the things. And so they called me up, and it's like, hey, we need somebody to sit on the board of our education program. I said, I'm sorry, I just don't have time. Well, come on, it's just a little bit of time. And come on, you haven't even prayed about it. It's like, I don't really need to pray about it right this second, because I already know I'm already overcommitted. At this time, I'm, first year at this new teaching position. So that first couple years as a teacher, you're doing a lot of things, building your curriculum. I was working 80 hours a week. I was still doing some Christian ministry on the side as well. And I was previously sat on the board of Child Evangelism Fellowship. So I knew that, 1 hour a month for a board meeting there's a whole lot more to sitting on a board than that. Okay. And so I had learned at that time to balance things a little bit better. And yeah, there's things I did need to take to prayer, but there's times that it's like, okay, I don't really need to take this to prayer right now, because I've already prayed over what I should be doing right now, and I'm in a good spot, and God is already speaking to me and what I'm doing, and I know I don't have time for more things. So the end of the story is I end up having to lie to the secretary at the church that, sure, I'll pray about it, fine, just to get her off of the phone, because I knew for sure that I did not have the opportunity to serve in that capacity at that time for that particular church. And so she calls up and is like, can you help? Oh, it's just a little bit. Come on. It's just a little bit. Come on. Like, she's trying to do that persistent widow thing. And I'm trying to do like, okay, fine, whatever. I'll pray. And then of course I never called her back, because I already knew. Now, what is the text for this? There's a couple. Matthew 14 and John 6 tell effectively the same story. I'm pretty sure there's a few other places in Scripture where Jesus goes alone as well. But I find this one interesting. The first spot we find this is in Matthew 14, 13, but the crowds come to Jesus and he doesn't even get a chance to go away. So in verse 13, Now, when Jesus heard about John, he withdrew himself there in the boat to a secluded place by himself. And when the people heard of this, they followed him on foot from the cities. Now, of course, this is just when John the Baptist is killed. And so Jesus goes out to spend time with God. And then the people know he's there, so they follow him out. So he attempts to get away at this time. So he goes ashore. Now a large crowd were there, and he felt compassion and healed their sick. Now this is the time when we have the feeding. I think this was the feeding of 5,000, I believe. And so, this was the feeding of 5,000. So he goes out and he serves with them and he teaches and he feeds them and he heals their sick and he does all these things. But Jesus still needs to take that time alone. And so at the end of this day, after he's already fed them and met these needs, he says immediately he made the disciples get back into the boat, go ahead of him to the other side while he sent the crowds away. After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there all alone. Now, of course, from here he goes off walking on the water. We're not going to get into that part. But Matthew 14:13 and Matthew 14:23 both discuss him seeking to get away. One of those, he was finally successful going up on the mountain alone to pray. And that is what we should be doing. It is an awesome thing when you can go out and you can serve people. As I went out to camp and we had 40 kids and it was extraordinarily busying when I was up at like 5:30, I think, every day. And I never went to sleep until after about 12:31 every night. So I was getting a couple hours of sleep. I was very busy. And I did everything we could. And it was great. It was awesome. We had a wonderful impact for our kids that were there. That was awesome. So with that, I had to come back and like, okay, I had to go from there right into a conference. Didn't get a lot of alone time. And I had to get caught up in work. So this week for me, this upcoming week for me is going to be a time of resting, relaxation, and getting back alone with God, recentering. Of course, I'd go back to camp next week because they're short some staff and I can go and help fill that need. So I'll go out there again and then probably come back and probably take another week to decompress before we get back into the regular swing of things. After that, however, we are going to start bringing back our Thursday night show after I'm done with camp the next week. So within about a month or so, we will start seeing our Thursday shows show back up. And I believe we have the notes already done for, I think Haggai is done and ready to go. It's been done for a while, but I just didn't get the chance to work on those studies. The point being here, we have to go out and engage in a lot of service. And then we have to stop, turn around and say, now I have to spend some time specifically alone with God. If you lose that balance, if you do too much service and you don't have enough alone time with God, then you will get to the point where you're doing things for yourself, you're doing things for the world, you're doing things for the church, but you're not actually operating in the capacity of ministry. And you will start to lose that focus and go on what you know, not what the Spirit is telling you. But on the other side, if all you're doing is studying and spending time alone with God, you're completely failing that commission we have, which is at one part evangelism, it's one part discipleship. I'm not a very good evangelist. I can do it if I need to, but I don't seek opportunities to evangelize. It's not my purpose. I'm a teacher. My purpose is to help disciple people into the Word of God. And I do that very well, effectively, with a number of different people. And so that ultimately is the circumstance. We have to have that balance. You got to have some service in ministry, but you have to have that time to spend alone with God. There is our thoughts. Of course, you can have a look over at our resources and the books we have at ourwalkinchrist.com. With that, thanks for watching. I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.